This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder and Education Secretary Arne Duncan are going to be going to Chicago to talk with the Mayor Daley there to talk about the levels of youth violence in the Windy City. Last week, many people already know the story. There was a video that was taken from a cell phone that put the Chicago public system into a very harsh spotlight. It captured dozens of teenagers in a brawl, and an innocent bystander, Darian Albert, was brutally beaten to death there. In fact, five teenagers have been killed during this school year. That's five teenagers murdered in less than a month. At least 47 school-age kids in Chicago have been killed in homicides, mostly gun homicides, since the month that Barack Obama took office in January. So, what is going on in the Chicago area? Why is youth violence so high, and what can be done about it? Joining us is Linda Lutton. She's the education reporter with WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Celeste.
So many people have already watched this video either on TV news or even on YouTube. What happened to Darian Albert?
Right. It was playing almost constantly. I guess what we know from my own reporting and some other reporting that's come out, Darian was walking home from school, walking to a bus stop, and there are two sort of feuding groups at Fenger High School, where he attended school, and those two groups started to brawl. Some people have classified him as an innocent bystander. Others have qualified that a little bit and said, well, it looks like he threw a punch too, or if he didn't want to be in that fight, he wouldn't have wandered in there. In any case, we do know he was a very good student at Fenger High School, and anyway, you cut it, a big tragedy for the city, but part of an ongoing story of youth violence here. It's not an isolated incident.
There is a new chief officer of the public schools, Ron Huberman, and he has a very interesting solution to this problem. A former cop, he has worked up this method by which to calculate the risk that every student in the district has of being shot. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. It's one reporter here called it a newfangled probability model. It really is. It's essentially they took all the kids who'd been shot, all CPS students who'd been shot over the last 5 years, and looked for common characteristics. They said, what do we know about these kids? And it turned out that they tended to be male, black. They tended to miss a lot of school. They tended to be in special education. And based on that, Huberman said, let's figure out who is most likely to be affected by gun violence.
But it turns out that
a list of 200 kids. He says he knows where they live. He knows who they are.
Right. But Albert would not have been on that list. So this other solution that he has is the safe passage solution, where he's basically going to bust them through trouble areas, right?
Right. Before school started and before we had these killings, certainly before Darian Albert, Huberman unveiled at the beginning of the school year a very bold plan to address youth violence. It's something that's plagued the city and that the city's been very in tune with the last couple years. That plan involves three pillars. One of them is targeting these kids most likely to be victims of violence. The other involves safe passage. Let's get kids. He said he's willing to bus kids, even if it's just a few blocks, across gang lines.
He has changed bus routes safely.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Linda Lutton is the education reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.